has played a critical role in keeping the interior informed, entertained, and connected for more than four decades. And now we want you to be a part of our team as we...
Fewer IVF treatment options in Alabama. The Senate Republicans' campaign arm is now urging GOP political candidates to express support for access to fertility treatments. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports on the latest reaction to the Alabama Supreme Court's ruling last week that declared frozen embryos are considered children under state law.
A memo from the head of the Senate GOP campaign committee cites overwhelming public support. 85% of respondents in polls back continued access to in vitro fertilization treatments. It urges candidates to publicly oppose any restrictions to IVF or other fertility treatments, adding, quote, framing such opposition as a defense of family values and individual freedom. Democrats argue Republican candidates have established records opposing women's reproductive freedom, and the issue will be a key focus in November's races to determine control of the Senate. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said she sided with the Alabama court's ruling and considered frozen embryos babies. Haley's getting ready for tomorrow's GOP primary in her home state and faces a tough battle to overcome former President Donald Trump's overwhelming lead in the polls. In Berkeley County, Haley raised the matter of Trump's age.
Don't you think we need to have mental competency tests for anyone over the age of 75? Look, I'm not being disrespectful when I say that. We all know people over the age of 75 that can run circles around us.
Trump's 77, President Biden's 81. President Biden's formally announced sweeping sanctions against Russia over Russia's invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow. The sanctions also target Russian officials who oversaw the incarceration of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died suddenly a week ago. The Washington, D.C. public radio station WAMU is laying off 15 people and closing its local news site, DCist. NPR's David Folkenflik reports the station's leaders say it's part of a renewed focus on audio.
WAMU's chief executive, Erica Pulley-Hayes, told staffers that some positions for audio specialists and producers will be added, and that the station intends to start a new local radio show and to expand political coverage throughout D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. She says the audience has not been as loyal to the DCist brand as WAMU itself. That said, numerous laid-off staffers said they did reporting in audio and digital platforms alike, including podcasts. Jen White, host of the WAMU-based show 1A, posted on X that she was heartbroken, writing, quote, "The steady loss of local coverage is devastating for communities and our democracy." The WAMU cuts follow a year of media layoffs across the country, including in public radio, newspapers, and digital outlets, all at a time when other sectors of the economy are humming along at a healthy clip.
That's David Folkenflik. This is NPR News. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reacted today to the death of Nex Benedict, a 16-year-old Oklahoma student whose family says was routinely bullied at school because of their gender identity.
As a parent, I was absolutely heartbroken to learn about Nex Benedict's death. Every young person deserves to feel safe and supported at school.
Local Owosso authorities have been under pressure to disclose details of Benedict's cause of death earlier this month, a day after the teen was beaten in the girls' bathroom at school. The cause of death is still under investigation. For decades, the Hugo Awards have honored the best in science fiction literature, but now the prestigious award is facing controversy. over potential nominees being flagged for their political beliefs. Here's NPR's Andrew Limbong.
The Hugo Awards are run by the World Science Fiction Convention, and the host city last year was Chengdu, China. After the winners were announced, there were authors missing from the long list who many fans figured were shoo-ins for at least a nomination. Diane Lacey was part of the Hugo Awards committee that year, and she recently leaked emails showing she was asked by Hugo administrator Dave McCarty to scan the English language nominees for potential red flags.
Mentions of Tibet, Taiwan, anything that would be seen as a problem in China.
McCarty has since stepped down from his role as Hugo administrator, and organizers for this year's awards to be held this summer in Glasgow are vowing more transparency to regain trust among fans. Angela Limbong, NPR News.
The Dow's closed up 62 points to end the day at 39,131. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
KSKO McGrath.
KMGS
and KNIB Nicolai.
KGYA Grayling.
KNKO Shagluck.
KSKC Crooked Creek.
KSKP Sleepy.
KZPA Fort Yukon.
KRFF Fairbanks.
KNNA
Enana.
KTKF
Togue.
KRLL Circle.
And KEAALP Eagle.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bout that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Just watch.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk on KSKO 1210 this Friday afternoon. I'm Paul Walker. We're going to take a look at some Iron Dog updated information here in a little bit. First, take a quick look at weather. Overcast and 27 in McGrath, upper 20s to lower 30s today. Along the upper Kuskokwim, light snow, fog, and 28 in Anvik. Highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s with an inch or two of snowfall today along the lower Yukon. Unknown precipitation and sleet mute. What is that? Sharpie markers and telephones? For the lower Kuskokwim, snow showers this afternoon and again late tonight. Couple of inches, highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. 8 in light snow in for Yukon. Highs in the lower teens today for the Yukon Flats. 25 in Eagle. Highs in the mid-20s today. 20 at Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. Highs near the mid-20s today. And at Merrill Field in Anchorage, overcast and 31. Highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s across the Anchorage Metro today. Once again, overcast and 27 in McGrath. Highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Some snow showers this afternoon, but not too much accumulation. Sunset today at 6:25, and sunrise tomorrow morning at 8:43. 12 right now. And we're going to take a look at some updated Iron Dog information. All of the mushers are out of Galena. There are some, quite a few in Ruby. Let's take a look at who's in Ruby right now. Team 26, Team 39, Team 9, 34, 48, 41, 24, 10, 6, 17, 3. I'm literally reading up the list, going in reverse order. 30, and 17. Now, the leader of the pack right now, by the route mile they are at, would be Team 16, Kaltenbacher and Christensen. They are at mile 2005.8. They are about 2 miles to Poorman. 2 miles to Poorman, going at about 30 miles an hour. We'll have another Iron Dog update later in the afternoon. We have Named That Tune coming up after this from Pharrell Williams. It's Happy.
Clap along.
Al Williams and Happy right here on 89.5 KSKO. It's time for Name That Tune. If you're not familiar, what we do is we play the very beginning part of a song, the instrumental, before the singing starts, and you have to correctly identify the song, title, and artist. It's going to be the fourth caller with the correct answer. Not just the fourth caller, but you've got to be the fourth person with the correct answer. When you call 524-3001 or 1-800-605-KSKO, Candace is going to answer the phone, and this song that's playing right now under my voice, she's going to say, KSKO, song and artist, please, and just give her your answer. And if you are correct, she'll tell you, and she'll tell you what number caller you are. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Doesn't matter if you're in McGrath, Fairbanks, Anchorage, or the lower 48. If you win, we will mail you your prize. It's that simple. Take a listen. All right, any ideas yet? 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. All right, one incorrect answer so far. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Take a listen to this. All right, we've had two incorrect answers so far, and they're like half right. People are getting close.
We got another half right.
Oh my gosh, we are getting half right answers.
I'm shocked.
So 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. And for what it's worth, I verified that I have and Candace has the correct answer. Take a listen. All right. Do you know the answer yet? 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. I want to say hello to David Gregory here in McGrath. He is a big fan of Ann Fears and a big fan of KSKO. Thanks for listening, David. 1-800-605-KSKO or 524-3001. Is that two correct answers, Miss Peanut Gallery? Two correct answers, according to the Peanut Gallery. The Peanut Gallery is Candace over there, kindly volunteering her time to come by every Friday and answer the phone. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be able to do Name That Tune. Five two four three zero zero one 1-800-605 KSKO. Let's see if we have a winner. We might have a winner. All right. We have a winner. Sarah Dennis from Anchorage is our winner. No more calls, please. No more calls, please. We have a winner. We have a winner. Sarah Dennis from Anchorage. And Nikolai, she's our winner. She identified this as James Taylor, Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally now.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad?
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. And when the summer played, the sun would set so high.
To Ryan Ayer, the Anvik River Lodge, and Donlin Gold for their support of KSKO. They make our mission of serving the Western Interior possible. Sand. It's Belinda Carlisle on KSKO 1232. It's weather time now. This update brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. We have got 27 degrees at the airport in McGrath, 31 here at the radio station. A little bit of fog, a little bit of snow showers this afternoon and evening along the upper Kuskokwim. Highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Lows in the mid to upper teens tonight. Snow tomorrow afternoon. Freezing fog in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Cloudy. Highs near the mid-20s. Lows 4 below to 1 above. Cloudy. lower teens on Sunday, highs around 10 with clouds on Monday. All right, light snow, fog, and 28 in Anvik. Snow showers through the day and evening tonight. Up to 3 inches accumulation for the lower Yukon by the end of the night tonight. Highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Lows in the mid-teens tonight. Cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the lower 20s. Lows around 2 below. Highs around 9 above on Sunday with clouds. And 0 to 5 above for highs on Monday. Unknown precipitation in 28 in sleet mute. Snow showers this afternoon. Up to 2 inches accumulation for the lower Kuskokwim. Highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s. Lows in the upper teens tonight. Snow showers likely after midnight up to 3 inches. Cloudy, highs near the mid-20s tomorrow. Lows 0 to 5 above tomorrow night. Partly sunny, lower to mid-teens on Sunday. Mid-teens to mid-20s with snow likely Monday for the lower Kuskokwim. 8 above in Fort Yukon right now with light snow. Highs in the lower teens today. Lows around 9 above tonight. Cloudy. Highs tomorrow in the lower to mid-single digits. Lows in the mid-20s below 0 tomorrow night in Fort Yukon. Sunny Sunday and Monday there, highs around 8 below. In Eagle, 25 degrees right now. That's nice. That's the forecast high today. Lows around 1 below tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow and Sunday. Starts getting a bit colder there. Highs in the lower teens above 0 tomorrow in Eagle. Lows in the lower teens below 0 tomorrow night. Partly sunny to mostly sunny, 1 below Sunday and Monday. A few clouds and 20 at Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. Highs in the mid-20s today. Lows in the upper teens tonight. Lows around 1 above tonight. Highs tomorrow, mid to upper teens. In Anchorage at Merrill Field, overcast and 31. Highs in the mid-30s today. Lows in the mid-20s tonight. Snow tomorrow morning. Once again, 27 at the airport in McGrath, 31 at the radio station. Highs upper 20s to lower 30s. Lows in the mid to upper teens tonight with some afternoon and evening snow showers and fog along the upper Kuskokwim. Sunset at 6:25 today. Sunrise at 8:43 tomorrow. Cindy Lauper and Heatwave coming up. This one is for Haley Nicolai. Happy birthday from Grandma. It's the Lion King's Circle of Life, performed by the U.S. Naval Band.
Dancing Gunya, Baba Kisi Baba.
Sisi Hu Gunya.
Into the sun, there is more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done.
More than I can say, Leo Sayer here on KSKL. Producer Butch is in studio with me this afternoon to keep an eye on me. We're going to take a look at messages now. The 40-day potluck for Jerry will be tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Ephraim's house. Please bring your favorite dish. The McGrath water tanks gained more than 2 feet overnight. Water conservation is really making a big difference. And the city is asking residents to continue to conserve water. We'll provide updates as the city staff share them with us. The Northern Lights Theater Group in McGrath will hold auditions tomorrow at 2 p.m. in the school commons for their next show, Arsenic and Old Lace. Anyone in ninth grade and older is welcome to audition. If you don't want to act in the play, they still need help behind the scenes. Contact Haley Batt for more information. Sierra Bobby will have a special guest for the youth tomorrow at MNVC at 11 a.m. You'll get a chance to meet Silver, her first sled dog, while she shares all the things she learned about sled dogs and sharing stories of their adventures. The Alaska Business Development Center volunteer tax preparers will be in McGrath February 26th to 28th. If you want to be seen, call MNVC. Also, MNVC offers rides to everyone, not just tribal members. Mondays and Thursdays, 1 to 4. Fridays, 1 to 5. Call them. to schedule a ride. Another KSKO fundraiser bingo game is taking place Saturday at MNVC at 7 p.m. It's $2 a card. Andrew Runkle's funeral services will be at the Nikolai Church at 1 p.m. Monday. Burial immediately to follow. There will be a potluck at the Nikolai School at 5 that day. Huey Lewis of the News and Cher coming up. Here's Heatwave. It's always and forever on KSKO.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and take a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own care. And
used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC is trans and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC is trans and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Their money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC is trans and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC is trans and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, it's Cher on KSKO McGrath, Alaska. Want to say hello to all the folks listening worldwide on Spaceline Bulgaria's 5900 kilohertz transmitter across Europe every Friday afternoon from 2100 to 2200 UTC, which is noon to 1 local time here in Alaska. KSKO is heard across Europe on shortwave radio at 5900 kilohertz with 250,000 watts of power across Europe. But the signal's making it even farther today. Got an email from Peter listening near Montreal, Quebec, I believe. Either that or Ontario, I forget which. But he is in Canada listening on shortwave radio. Thanks for checking in, Peter. Want to say goodbye to all of our shortwave listeners. They are going to be leaving us in a couple of minutes for more programming. I'll continue on here on KSKO and KZPA until 3:45. I'll be on KRFF until 2 p.m. today. All right, we are going to wrap this hour with a tune, and we've got news coming up in a little bit. Here's Tony Orlando and Dawn Candida.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. So in my dreams, the future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the
sunshine. And there was you and I in a house.